We all know about car insurance, health insurance, and homeowners insurance, but here's a new idea, wildlife insurance. In South Africa, game reserves can spend millions of dollars to buy the animals that tourists want to see. That's a lot of money walking around at risk, and in the case of certain animals, poaching is a huge danger. Take rhinos. Rhino horn is highly prized in Asia for its supposed medicinal properties. On the black market, a kilo of rhino horn can sell for more than cocaine or heroin, and 2014 was the worst year on record for rhino poaching in South Africa. And that's why wildlife insurance can be part of the solution. From South Africa, Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom has our story.
It's a bumpy ride for half a dozen tourists in an open-air safari truck in Polansberg National Park. All eyes scan the savannah looking for wildlife. A Norwegian tourist is the first to spot something.
Look, rhinos on the right.
Park ranger Johan Enslin stops the truck in front of three male white rhinos, standing belly deep in pale green grass.
White rhinos will congregate together where black rhinos would be completely solitary. Now, white rhinos are basically grazers, so they'll go for as much grass as they can, where a black rhino is a browser. So if you see a black rhino in this area, it would be one alone, and it would be feeding off of the tree line and not off of the grass line.
If you see a black rhino, you should consider yourself extremely lucky. There are just 5,000 of them left in the world, and 20,000 white rhinos. Rare as they are, rhinos are one of the African animals that top every tourist wish list to see on safari. So parks and game reserves must have rhinos if they want to cash in on the billions of dollars wildlife tourism brings to South Africa each year. But owning a rhino is also a liability. One animal will cost an owner more than $20,000 at auction. But a single rhino horn can fetch more than 10 times that on the black market. A strong temptation for poachers. So parks with rhinos are increasingly looking to insure their investments.
The poaching risk is so horrendous that it is close to being uninsurable.
Peter Darrell is a development manager for One Financial Services, the biggest wildlife insurance company in Southern Africa. They charge roughly $700 a year to insure a rhino against poaching. Darrell says they don't make much money from rhino insurance, but the publicity has brought them more business for other animals. Their biggest moneymaker is buffalo. A quality buffalo can fetch more than $1 million at auction, where buyers are looking for disease resistance and a big set of horns.
Guys are wanting to breed those big horns, and I think it's bragging rights to be able to say, you know, mine's bigger than yours.
Typical of men, huh?
I would put it down to a little bit of that, yes. I think it's a whole male ego thing.
Darrell's company will insure just about any wild animal. Elephants, lions, giraffes, which Darrell says are particularly vulnerable to lightning strikes because they're so tall. But only rhino have to go through a special medical procedure before they can be insured. They must have their horns poisoned with a bright pink dye. Rhino horn is much like human hair or fingernails, so poison in the horn doesn't make it into the animal's bloodstream to cause them harm. Lorinda Hearn is co-founder of the Rhino Rescue Project, which developed the horn poisoning technique about 4 years ago. She says the poisons they use will induce symptoms in anyone that consumes or handles them.
At a minimum, it would start with diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, severe headaches, all the way up to nervous symptoms, which could be permanent. Some ectoparasiticides also precipitate the development of cancers later on in life.
None of the Asian buyers want to risk their health by consuming tainted rhino horn. So the poisoned horn is essentially worthless on the black market. However, if the procedure goes well, the rhinos themselves never notice. Just as important as the horn toxicity, Hearn says, is spreading the word that the rhino horns have been poisoned. Horns are only pink on the inside, so it's not obvious from looking at a rhino that it's been treated.
So what we rely on really heavily in South Africa, we call it the bush telegraph. Elsewhere in the world, you'll probably call it the grapevine.
Hearn estimates that 90% of poaching crimes are committed with inside information from park staff or community members.
So we actively involve them in the processes on all of the properties that we work. The staff are invited to come out, local schools are invited to come out, community leaders, the chiefs of certain clans. Everyone in South Africa has a cell phone, so they actively are encouraged to take as many pictures as they want on these treatment sites and to distribute the word.
To treat the rhinos, they're first darted with a tranquilizer gun from a helicopter. Once sedated, the animals are laid on their sides where technicians drill 3 holes into the horn and inject it with the poison. The process takes about half an hour, and Hearn is the first to admit it's far from perfect. Some rhinos die while under anesthesia, and the process has to be repeated every 4 years when the poison and pink dye grow out of the horn.
I can't believe we have to resort to these kinds of measures. I can't believe we have to do this to these animals and traumatize them in this way. Because if we don't, they're going to have their faces hacked off. They're going to eventually bleed to death or suffocate in extreme pain and wondering what happened to them.
It's late afternoon and starting to cool off as Hearn drives around her family's park, the Rhino and Lion Nature Reserve near Krugersdorp. She's hoping to check in on some rhinos.
And we should see them coming up on our left soon. And there we go. Look at that.
5 white rhinos stand around a muddy watering hole where they've just been wallowing to cool off. Hearn grew up on this property and knows all of the animals by name. She got started with the horn poisoning when one of her own family rhinos was killed.
It was a 25-year-old rhino called Queenstown, named after the little town in the Eastern Cape where she had come from. And I know all of these animals so well, but half of her face is gone, and I don't know which one it is. I can't even recognize her. That's how badly she's been mutilated. She was heavily pregnant at the time, and with her 2-year-old calf.
Hearn says rhino mothers and their calves make the easiest targets. A rhino mother will never leave her calf, and a calf will never leave its mother. So to easily lure in a mother with a big horn, poachers will often first kill her baby.
They just become collateral damage.
For Hearn, protecting rhinos from poachers is a personal mission and her life's work.
I can much easier live with myself knowing that if rhinos still go extinct, it happened despite me and not because of me. I would hate to look future generations in the eye and have them ask me, well, what were you doing while rhinos went extinct? And to have to answer, well, nothing. I thought someone else was taking care of it. We don't have that luxury. We are the people that should be taking care of it.
Lorinda Hearn won't say how many horns she's poisoned. She wants would-be consumers in Asia to believe all South African rhinos are potentially dangerous. She admits of those that she has treated, 7 have been killed anyway. But in South Africa, where 3 rhinos are poached every day, Hearn considers 7 in 4 years to be a triumph by any standard. For Living on Earth, I'm Bobby Bascom near Krugersdorp, South Africa.